Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you are not in Starkville, if you're not in Tupelo, just get it shipped right to your door, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Probably a little late for mom at this point, but you could always say, you show her the receipt.
Express shipping.
I mean, you could do that. You could do that. I would just be more like, Mom, I got you. It'll be here.
Wait a day.
But absolutely,
relax.
I would absolutely blame it on the company, though.
100%. 100%. Best Buy order. Like, I sent it back like three times.
I would be like, they said it would be here. And they sent me an email yesterday saying, oh, we're delayed.
And then Mom reads the email and realizes.
My mom doesn't know what email is. She has no chance.
Okay.
Like whenever I fill out something for my mom that says, what's your email address? I just put mine. So anything you want to know about, old people, I can tell you.
I just switched my emergency contact from my parents to my brother. And that was not that recent or not that long ago.
Become the emergency contact. I am my mom's emergency contact now.
I didn't realize it was a big deal. I put my mom down for something like a year ago. My brother's like, I'm offended.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I don't know. I've just been, this is the default.
In reality, here in Starkville, I should be your emergency contact.
That's true.
I mean, think about it. Your mom lives hours away. What's she going to do if there's an emergency?
All my families.
Yeah, if you have an emergency, you need to put my name down.
Yeah.
And relationship, co-host.
And then co-host of TNL.
They'll know what it is.
15% off Maroon & Co.
They'll know what it is. They'll know what it is. Anyway, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that.
Beef.
It is what's for dinner. It's what's going to be for dinner tonight. We got the rare Taco Tuesday Cinco de Mayo collaboration happening. So we're gonna make some steak fajitas tonight at the Haydad house. Oh, it's gonna be great. I can't wait. And if you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you're looking for weeknight dinner meals, they're available at msbeef.org. Beef can always be the star of any dinner. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Mom, like I said, it's probably a little late unless you want to go. You got two locations in the Jackson area. It's worth a shopping trip down to Jackson on a Saturday. Go see Mom, get Mom taken care of. But, you know, now we can start looking ahead to what really and truly matters, and that's Father's Day, all right?
It's like Mother's Day hasn't even happened.
You know what? It's fine. All right, the hay's in the barn.
Let them have their time in the sun.
The hay is in the barn for Mother's Day, all right? The gifts are bought. The reservations are made. Everything's fine.
It hasn't happened yet.
I'm just saying.
I'm a little biased.
We can go ahead. You know, Coach O'Connor, Coach Levy, Coach Jans, they can't look ahead to the next game. I can't. I can look ahead. I'm looking ahead to Father's Day, one of the greatest days on the calendar, and College Corner is the place to get Dad something he'll really, really want. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, you need to talk to a banker that knows you by name, not just by your account number. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. So give them your business. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We are in the rumblings today. It is Rumblings Day here on the podcast. And, of course, the rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. Paul Davis Restoration, when disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition, but they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Give them a call today. 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life in Starkville, in the Golden Triangle, in the Tupelo area, All Paul Davis restoration.
They also have great row pads.
Great row pads. And I don't know if they'll hook you up with one, but
I
you
already
can
have
ask.
one.
I'm talking about other people. I'm about our listeners.
Always open to the row paths.
Yeah. Well, we're about to have a question about that, so that's good. Our first question today, though, comes to us from Ryan Reynolds, the actor. You have 24 hours to lift weights to earn money. Every time you do a rep of an exercise, you earn the amount of money equal to the weight you choose. What exercise and weight would you choose? I put some thought into this. All right.
I've put some thought
I
into this
want
as
your
well.
thought first. I want you to go first.
Okay, so before we
I wonder
answer,
if we're on the
do we
same.
get one exercise?
You only have that's that that's I think it's you get one rep of an exercise. So I think you can do what multiple
No, but like,
exercises.
oh, well, that
But it
makes
doesn't change my answer.
you can just do unlimited stuff then. You can do a full body workout and be a millionaire.
You could, but I have a I my idea is a little more
All right, I want to
simple.
hear yours first then.
All right. So some people are gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna put like 225 on the bench and try to get it up and
It's heavy.
don't do that. I'm gonna bench press the bar, 45 pounds. I can probably do that 40 times. Stop, come back 30 minutes later, another 40. I mean, it's not heavy at all. I mean, every 10 reps is $450.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that.
Right? So 1,000 reps is $4,500. 10,000, can I do
1,000 reps is a lot, though.
a 45
I
pounds?
mean, in one day, man.
Or
I mean,
do you do like a 5 pound curl?
no, you
And
want to
just need
hear
to sit
what
there.
I.
I mean, I
Okay.
could sit here like while I'm doing the show and just sit here and keep doing this and
You'd get. I'm
you get
telling you,
that.
you will
You
get
switch
tired
arm.
faster than you think, though. I'm
Switch arm.
telling you would get tired just because of the motion. You know what I would do, Brian? I'd put 135, 45 on each side on the bar
Okay.
because I can probably crank that out 30, 40 times first time. And
You
you're
could do 40 reps of 135.
easily.
I feel like this is like sort of the same thing with
Dude,
the
I
wings
mean,
here.
I've been lifting for what,
Okay.
6 years now?
Okay.
I can easily.
40 reps is a lot.
I mean,
I think
we
it's
have to test
I think
it.
you go low weight, lot of reps.
You'd still get tired though. Four, to 135 to me is
But
not
if
that
you did
much.
45 pounds, if you did reps of you could you do a set of 50? Could you do a set of 50
Of what?
of 45 pounds? Because
Oh, that, yeah, easily.
that's
Of just the
20,
bar?
yeah, that's
100%.
2250, all right? So you do that,
You
and
gotta think 135, you do it twice, you're at 270 already.
I get that, but there's a lot more effort. What I'm saying is I can do 50 reps of 45, right? That's going to take me, what, 10 minutes? All
No,
right,
less.
less, okay? So then I come back, I got an hour to go do whatever, rest, recuperate, come back and do another 10. I could easily do 50 times. I could probably do 500 to 800 reps in a day.
Okay.
And 800 times 45, we're like 32 grand.
Yeah, I want Ryan Reynolds to be paying me
If
for
you're
this.
doing a 40, if you're doing 45, 40 reps of 135, that's great. But can you come back from that? Can you do another set later that day?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
And probably not 40, but
see, I just have old
you could
man
do
strength.
spurts of like 10, probably.
I just have old man strength. I don't have that anymore. It's kind of strength. So
You have the dad strength.
I do have dad strength.
That's a
Absolutely.
real thing.
It is 100% a real thing.
Yeah.
So, all right. Rob Hadaway. I have a similar aversion to row pats as Brian. Is that because Gen X grew up only seeing them worn by older men who served in foreign wars? Yes. Our grandparents wore row pads. My grandfather had like five row pads, and I was like, that is what old people wear.
So they would only wear them in when they'd go overseas to fight.
No, they wore them like they had hats that said like veteran of foreign
Oh,
wars, World War II
I was gonna
vet,
say, we're
whatever.
fighting in row pads?
No, they're fighting, I'm
Makes
sure, in
me
helmets.
okay. It's what I
Yeah,
thought. Yeah.
they had like, the American Legion stuff. There was always a row pad. So yeah, that's why I associate it with old people.
I associate it with
It's the new hip thing
being
though.
awesome.
It's everything's cyclical in this world. All right. Rob Hadaway, if there was a Muppet movie where it would have served the movie for a Muppet to die, it's a little dark. Which Muppet movie and which Muppet?
I mean, I've seen the Muppet movie. I couldn't tell you a single Muppet name, though.
You mean you couldn't tell me a name? What's the frog's name?
I don't know. What is
You
it?
don't know what the frog's name is?
Is the Muppets?
Yeah.
Tell me, I probably know it.
Hermit.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Yeah, of course I knew that, but
What's the
not.
pig's name?
Oh man,
Is this real?
I'm
This is a
not.
bit.
I wish it
You're doing a
wasn't.
bit right
The
now.
pig's name?
Yeah, Miss Piggy.
Oh yeah, I mean, I now that you're saying it, I'm getting it.
What, the bear?
I'll mark my own.
Who's the bear?
I'll mark.
Yeah, I should. Yeah.
I'll mark my own. I can get it.
I get it. There. Okay. All right. Didn't know the Muppets. That's on there. The bear? Do you know who the bear is?
You already put one down.
I'm just putting one for all of these.
The bear?
Yeah. He makes the jokes. Waka Waka.
No.
Fozzie Bear?
I'm an idiot, dude. Oh, my gosh.
You're doing a bit right now.
I swear to God, I'm not. I'm going to get cooked on Twitter tomorrow.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable.
My mom is going to be so mad. She's going to
You know, Kermit the Frog, invented here in the great state of Mississippi.
Okay. Now that you're saying all their names, it's coming back to me.
You know, Beaker, Gonzo, Animal. Okay. We're moving on.
Rob.
Jack Ketchum says, Brian, last week on Sports Talk Mississippi, you said you had a good fake ID story. Can we hear it? Yes. Oh. The names will be protected. We changed to protect the innocent here. We were in New Orleans, and it was me and three other guys. Two of them are brothers. Now, right now, people are nodding their heads like, I know who he's talking about, but I'm not going to say any names. They're friends of mine. People who know me are going to know who these people are. So we're sitting at a bar, right? So we're sitting, it's like me, brother number one, the other friend, brother number two. Brother number one is my age. Brother number two is a year younger. But he's using brother number one's ID, old ID.
This is in college.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's brother number one is 21. Brother number, are we at war? Brother number two is 20, but he's got 21-year-old brothers.
Yeah, ID.
ID.
They look similar?
They look similar enough. So the waitress comes and she's like, I need to see ID. So we all pull them out. So she looks at me. She does this. She goes, huh? Okay. She looks at brother number one. Okay. 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 Goes down to the other friend. Okay. 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 Goes down to the last brother. He has brother number one's old ID. She goes, Okay.
You know,
I still remember her face, like looking over at him and then looking back and then looking down again. And she never, she said the hell with it. It was great.
When she looked down, that was her deciding whether she's going to allow this or not.
The same brothers, we were at an SEC location. And first brother walks in, hands him the ID. The guy looks at it, sends him in. Next brother comes right behind him, has the ID. He's like, you look just like that guy who just went in. And he didn't break character. He's like, we're twins, you idiot.
And it worked.
And it worked. We went in. So,
wow.
Those who know, know. But I didn't say any names. All right. Walking Bully wants me to explain the competition between me and Richard Cross. Well, it's a battle of human decency is what it is. It's about you know, someone who have a high moral fiber and someone who is a scumbag and associates with scumbags. I don't care that Ole Miss fans boo me because I've seen who they cheer. That said, it's a very simple process that Richard has changed the rules of three times because he lost the first two. So he finally found a system that worked for him.
Mm.
Our current system is football is worth 5 points. Men's and women's basketball are worth 3 points. Baseball is worth 2 points. Soccer, volleyball, and softball are all worth a point. And so do postseason matchups, should they occur, count? Yes. 2 years ago, the reason I lost is because State lost to Ole Miss in the SEC Women's Tournament. That was the margin of victory for me. To the year before that, the reason I won is that State beat Ole Miss in the SEC tournament in baseball. So they do count. And so there you go. I am currently ahead by 1 point. There are no games left to be played. But if State and Ole Miss were to play in the SEC tournament in either softball or baseball, we could have some situations there. So it's not over yet.
Football.
All they had to do last weekend was win two games against that terrible Ole Miss softball team, and they couldn't do it. I've never been more locked into a softball weekend than I was. I had Stat Broadcast up. I watched every minute of it through the Stat Broadcast, and I'm just screaming. It's like, how can you not hit? They can't hit. I don't know why they can't hit.
So you're up one for this year?
Yeah, so as it stands right now, I've won.
Is each baseball game 2 points?
Yeah, so I got 8 points out of baseball this year.
Okay, so baseball's really helping
you. Yes, here. And if I do win, whatever I put Cross in will be probably pretty baseball heavy.
Basketball was a wash.
It was a wash.
Basketball. No.
Women's basketball, they got
me. I guess it was – how much each? Won? Three?
Three.
So then he
got
nine.
Because he got women's basketball. He got – yeah. And then the Egg Bowl. Like when State lost that game in Starkville – to Ole Miss in men's basketball.
Oh.
I was in a dark place. I was like, I'm going to lose.
Down what? 8?
I was down. Zero? I was down 11-2. I have not. I have not. I had not lost until softball lost those two games.
So you're up. I'm up one right now.
I'm up one.
So you're hoping another matchup doesn't happen.
I'm hoping they're done. I don't want to see Ole Miss again this year. Right now, as the bracket is set up for the SEC tournament, State and Ole Miss, it would be very difficult for them to play.
So about softball?
For baseball.
Oh.
Softball, I think both teams probably get eliminated first game, and they'll just be over. You don't have to worry about it. We'll see. All right. Where are we? Steve Mormon asks us, sorry, Carlo, this is a question for Brian, but I am going to ask you a version of this question. So, what are the restaurants you miss the most in Starkville from when you were a student? I was there 84 and 87. I really miss Flo and Eddie's and the Lunch Ladies and the Perry Cafeteria. I could get chess pie every day. Perry Cafeteria lunch was very good. Flo and Eddie's is definitely on my list. Look, I know that Peppers still exists, but it was just better when it was Bulldog Deli. It just was better. So that's one. The Blue Goose. I miss the Blue Goose. That was a great place to go get a sandwich. It's not a restaurant, but I miss Mulligan's. It was a good bar. I enjoyed going there. Saw a lot of good live music there.
Where was that?
Mulligan's?
Yeah.
Do you know where the Palmer Home is?
The one?
The Palmer Home store?
Yeah, in the strip mall?
It's in that strip mall.
Yeah.
In the strip mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it was?
Yeah, that's where it was.
Oh, wow.
So I miss that. I miss, oof. Is there anything left that was like? I'm trying to think my way around Starkville. There's what I'm missing. So when I came to Starkville, what is now La Terraza was a Southern buffet restaurant called Golden Harvest. It was really good. I miss that. I miss Quincy's too. Quincy's. I miss the East Rolls. So those are my answers. Now, what are the places in Bloomington that you wish Starkville had one? I guess would be the way to put it. Give me two or three.
Really good question.
Like, give me a bar. Give me a couple restaurants.
Oh, okay. Well, if we're going, Brian, there's a couple ways I can answer this. If we're going bars and restaurants,
yeah,
then okay. Well, first and foremost, the main bar at IU is called Kilroy's in Kirkwood.
Okay,
need that here.
Okay,
that is number one pick. Number two, there's this burrito place. Ooh, yeah, you know, I'll go with it. There's a burrito place in Bloomington. It's called Chubby's Burrito.
I mean, it sounds right up my alley.
It is. You get this huge burrito, and it's like a dollar more than Chipotle, and they are not – they don't care how –
they're not messing around.
Oh, no. There's no half-scoop BS or anything. It is wonderful. I'd eat a Chubby – I'd pay $20 for a Chubby's Burrito right now.
Like, okay.
I'd pay $30 right now.
$30. Okay.
I mean, it's wonderful.
All right. What else you got? Like a good pizza place or a good sports bar?
You know, the pizza in Bloomington's kind of mid.
Oh, okay.
If Grace Ybarra is listening, I apologize. I don't think Mother Bear's is that good. But if there's a good sports bar, man, I want to say Kilroy Sports, but I already have the Kilroy, so I'm okay there.
Yeah.
I've got the restaurant.
Like if we were to get wings in Bloomington, where are we going to go?
Oh, wing? Honestly, not very good wing.
Ah!
Let me tell you, though.
All right, what do you got?
There's a steakhouse in Bloomington. Oh my gosh, what is it called?
Pull the mic up to your mouth, for God's sakes.
Hold up.
People can't hear you.
There's a famous steakhouse. Yeah, Yonko's Little Zagreb. Oh my, it might be one of my favorite.
Yonko's
Little Zagreb.
Little Zagreb.
J-A-N-K-O.
So Zagreb is the capital of Croatia.
It's not that.
So is it a Croatian steakhouse?
No, it is. It is. It actually might be one of my favorite meals in the place.
Let's have a look at the, I mean, all right.
Ooh. Like, yeah, actually.
Okay. Steaks.
If I had to pick one of those three things, it would be this. This.
It's just, I mean, there's steakhouses everywhere, though.
No, no, man. You go there. Okay. Everything is good.
Okay.
I'm telling you, if you ever go to Bloomington, I'll check it out. That's right. What I would say. If I could take that here. Oh my gosh. You get the bottle of wine. You get some steak and baked potato. You get the meatballs. Oh, dude, stop. I can't talk about this.
We're moving on.
Oh, man.
Brug and Fairchild wants us to rank these Emilio Estevez movies. I'm more interested to see how many of these you've actually watched. Ready? The Outsiders.
I've seen that.
Okay. St. Elmo's Fire.
No.
Okay. The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
I mean, Maximum Overdrive. No.
That's a really funny.
I haven't seen the rest of them.
It's a movie where machines take over the world, and the bad guy is an 18-wheeler with a big goblin head on it. Not making that up. It's based on a Stephen King book.
Course.
Young Guns.
No.
Never seen Young Guns? Ah, oh, it's one you
Never.
should see. The Mighty Ducks. I know you've seen that.
No.
Really? I haven't seen that.
I haven't.
All right. The answer is number one is Breakfast Club. Number two is Young Guns. Number three is St. Elmo's Fire. Number four is The Outsiders. Number five is The Mighty Ducks. I know people are getting mad, but I've never watched it, and I just don't have any desire to. Maximum Overdrive is last. All right. Carlo, I'd like to ask your opinion on a debate that has gone on for a while on Thunder and Lightning. Who has a better chicken tender, Cane's or Zaxby's? Brian thinks they are the same except for the sauce. I'm from Louisiana, and I think that Cane's has a superior product. What say you?
All right, before I get, I'm very passionate about this debate.
Oh, great. Oh, my.
Before I get into this, I want you to explain why you think the chicken at Cane's and Zaxby's is the same.
What I've always said is this: if I took a box of Zaxby's chicken and I put it in a Cane's box
No.
and I gave it to you,
No, I would easily be able to recognize it.
disagree.
You don't know me.
I'm just telling you, you wouldn't know. The people are
I
always
would
like,
know.
"Oh, the Cane's sauce." I don't like Cane's sauce first and foremost, right? Because I don't like mayonnaise. That's the devil's pomade. I don't want that.
Hard to listen to.
I want buffalo sauce or barbecue sauce or ranch or teriyaki. I want a variety of dipping sauces for my chicken tenders. I cannot get that at Cane's. Also, it's just three things. It's chicken, fries, slaw, which nobody likes,
Nobody.
and toast. The toast is good. But like the chicken, it's just mid. It's mid. All right. So
Okay.
you are gonna disagree. Well, you and Robbie Falk sitting in the same, you sitting in the same seat as him, you might as well
Heavily.
take that on.
I'm going to tell you this, Brian.
Okay. He's gonna tell me.
Cane's is not even in the same stratosphere as Zaxby's.
They're
It
all the
is
same.
much better. The chicken, hot, juicier,
Nah, I disagree.
thicker tenders too, which matters. You can
Pause.
chill with that.
Yeah.
Sauce is superior. There's no Z the Zaxby's special sauce. They have too many options.
No, they don't have, they have the right amount of options.
Well, oh, everyone knows the Cane sauce. No one's like, oh wow, can't wait to get some of that Zaxby
Oh,
sauce.
I go to Zaxby's and I'm like, I'm gonna get,
No.
buffalo sauce or barbecue. I go to Cane's and I'm like, well, I don't like Cane sauce, so I gotta eat this dry
No,
tender.
it's not dry. What are you talking
It's
about?
dry.
What? No. Cane's is
Oh my
Cane's
God.
might be
Another caniac. I can't get
my
away.
favorite fast food restaurant. I'm
This
not even joking.
is outrageous.
It everything is great.
Every chicken tender restaurant is the same.
I'm telling you, every time
Guthrie's,
you go there,
Thufakilis, Magoo's,
no, you're
Zaxby's. The
wrong.
only one that I will make an exception for is Slim Chickens. Their fried chicken tenders are bad. They are not good. Their grilled tenders are fine, but their fried chicken tenders are not good. But
Okay,
everybody else, I'm just telling
no,
you,
Cane's is
no,
far and above.
I disagree.
You're wrong.
Well, you could
It's
say
an opinion.
it is, but I'm just
Cane
saying.
is everything you got there is good.
Yeah.
I don't get the slaw though. If you get the slaw, I really don't trust your opinion on Cane.
Are you going fries, double toast, or
Double toast,
double
man.
toast?
I'll
Okay.
tell you the order right now. You get
Good
the
to
box combo, you get the four tenders, you get the fries, slaw, goodbye.
Yeah.
Another toast. And where you really get the ball knowledge is one sauce is not going to last you four tenders. You can
Right.
always get the extra one. It's like 30 cents or something. Come on.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Well,
All this food is making me hungry.
I'm starving. I haven't eaten yet.
This
I haven't eaten
sucks.
lunch. Yeah.
Give me a Cane's down here.
Now,
No.
we have a Cane's. It's called Zaxby's.
The nearest, I'm telling you, every time I go to Tupelo, work at
Now,
the Gamer Center,
there's a Cane's there.
yeah, I go, oh,
Yeah.
they have taken my money.
I'm sure you have.
When
They
I went to Jackson for the high school state championship,
have a Cane's
way
there.
home, oh no, there's a Cane's, right turn signal,
I
going to
feel
the
like
drive-thru.
Cane's is a cult.
No, it's
It's
not.
a cult.
You're saying that because it has LSU in it. That's
That
why.
doesn't help. That doesn't help
That's
them.
why.
But no, I've eaten at Cane's, and I'm just like, it's just fine. It's just a
Well,
normal.
you like alligator foot and all this crap too. And all this weird crap too. So
That's the best part of the alligator is the foot. Oh my God. All right. Andy Atkinson, double A, the enforcer. Welcome back. Carlo, please let us know your top five Weird Al songs. You can combine parodies and originals or separate lists, your choice. Big Weird Al guy?
I don't even know who that is. Who's Weird
You don't know
Al?
who Weird Al Yankovic is?
No. What does he make?
He makes parody songs.
Why? I listen to real music. I don't
That
listen
is
to.
real music.
Parody songs?
Yeah, they're great. He's hilarious.
In the car, listening to parody songs?
I have been known to pull up a little Weird Al every now and then.
No.
Wow.
No.
Okay, we'll move on.
I mean, you clearly love him, so can you please rank your five weird songs?
I think Amish Paradise is probably first. I think that's the best one. I'm gonna go. He did a version of Rico Suave that was Taco Grande. That's really funny. I like that one. What is the name of the song? It's the cover. It's the parody of Smells Like Teen Spirit. What is the name of that one? Smells Like Nirvana. That's the name of the song. That one, the one about Star Wars that's done to American Pie. And I guess we'll go with Fat. Fat's a good one. I can't believe you've never heard of the guy. An icon.
I guarantee you, I could ask any of my friends this, and they would be like, who the heck is that?
I mean,
I'm going to do that now.
You need to do it. Do it. Make it happen. All right. Andy Atkinson also wants to know, why do they make new signs reminding us to recycle? Great question.
Great question. That's like, a very thought-provoking question.
That's a question. It's like, you know, why do we need a new sign? Just one sign should just be there forever. Now, I guess if it fades, but even then you can just paint it again. You can just paint the same sign.
Yeah, yeah.
Put a sticker over it, something.
I feel like it's just a reminder to recycle. It's just pushing the effort.
Yeah, but like, why make a new sign? That means the other side has to be thrown away.
Recycling it.
Yeah. Are they?
Infinite cycle.
I don't know if they are recycling it or not.
Cycle of life.
The cycle of life. All right, we'll do these last two, and then we'll go to the break here. From Ford Polk, who wants to know, what's your Mount Rushmore of jerseys?
Ooh.
I swear to God. All right, just listen to me right now. I swear if you say anything Larry Bird related, I'm going to come across there.
Oh, I got something worse for you.
Something worse than Larry Bird? Who?
Are we talking football? College football
jerseys? It just says Mount Rushmore of jerseys.
College football jerseys?
I guess.
Do you think has the best jersey in college football?
Of college football?
All of them together.
Like the greatest college football jersey? Like in terms of like one player or like the team, what has the best looking jersey?
The team.
The best looking jersey in college football?
All of them. No,
if you said that powder blue thing, I swear to God. I swear. Don't you do it. Don't lose all your cred. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
You see where I was going with
No!
I'm not going to say it.
All right.
They're not in the Rushmore.
I was thinking you meant like I was thinking like of specific players. So I was going to like.
Rushmore of jerseys?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought this meant look.
So for me, I'm going to give you Montana 16, 49ers.
Yeah.
Classic, right? Moss 84 for the Vikings.
Yeah.
Classic. I mean, you got to throw Jordan 23.
I mean, it could be the most iconic jersey.
It's got to be on there. And then I'm going to put a Laker on there. I'm going to put Kobe's 8 over 24.
What color?
Yellow.
Okay, I have the purple one.
I prefer that. I have never liked the yellow, the purple jerseys. I never have. I mean, it's just a Laker thing. But that's my four.
Okay. Well, my four, and this will be biased.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers, 12, Green Bay.
That's fine.
I've got about five.
Rodgers over four?
Yes. Okay. I grew up a Rodgers guy, though, so that makes more sense.
Is you a Cubs guy?
Yeah. But I wouldn't put any of them on there. Ooh. I would say.
You put a Chris Bryant?
No.
Okay.
No, he left too. I would go.
He got traded. He didn't want to go. I know where he went because he went to the Giants.
I'd go the Rodgers, and then I feel like you got to put the Tom Brady 12 on there as well.
Okay. I can live with that.
Michael Jordan 23 because it's the most iconic jersey ever.
Mm hmm.
Feel like I should put a hockey jersey on there.
99? Gretzky? Oilers Gretzky? Or you want Oilers or Kings?
Oilers.
Oilers. Sure. Okay.
I'd put that.
Okay. If you had said Bird, I was going
to. I mean, hockey jerseys are phenomenal. Take the hockey jersey off. We're going to Indiana basketball jerseys.
Okay. I see. When I think of Indiana basketball, the jerseys is one of the guys. I think of the warm up with the pinstripe pants. Pinstripes, but yeah,
yes.
The striped pants. That's immediately what my head goes to.
Yeah, I would put that in there.
Yeah, I'm just glad you didn't say anything bird related. I appreciate that. Instead of Gumpers,
Somebody says Gumpers for. They just say Gumps. Instead of Gumps, should we start calling Alabama fans the Inbreedables? That's funny. Yeah, nobody says Gumpers. They're just the Gumps. They have the running of the Gumps every year.
You gonna answer the question?
No, we should stick with Gumps. Did Triple H get by on talent, or did he get by because he married the boss's daughter? You nailed it. He married the boss's daughter. That's 100% accurate. But Triple H, there's nothing special about him as a wrestler. He's a good wrestler, good promo, but nothing super special about him. But he married Vince McMahon's daughter, so he got to go to the top of the company.
That helps you.
It does help a lot. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. We're doing more food here. I just, you know, maybe I shouldn't say anything. Like,
I'm going to Two Bros and getting those tacos today.
We should talk about the decor or something. I don't know. The just
decor. What's
decor? It's the same thing.
Decor.
Oh, decor.
Decor.
That must be. I think it's a North South thing.
How do you say liquor?
Liquor.
Liqueur.
No.
Well, it's the same
principle. Liqueur.
It's the same principle.
It's not, though. It's decor.
D-A-Y.
It's a long A. A long E. Long E. Decor.
Something's going on there.
Decor. Decoration. No, it's decor. It's decoration. It's
one word.
But decor.
Decor. Decor. It's one syllable.
Talk about the decor. Tell me about the
one syllable. Why are we making it two?
It's not one syllable. It's obviously two. It's not decor.
It's decor.
That's two syllables. That's
two syllables. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Day.
I'm not sure decor. what is more disturbing today, that you don't know what.
I got the syllables.
That you don't know what Muppets are. That you've never heard of Weird Al Yankovic. Or
the Weird Al thing. Come
that
on.
You
give me
can't,
a break.
That you thought there was one syllable in decor.
Decor. Yeah. It's
decor.
Yeah. Well, I said it, and it's just...
Despite all of this, the food is delicious at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. You should definitely go eat there. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need a new copier, printer, laptops, computers, whatever business technology you need, the name to know is Advantage Business Systems. Great products, obviously, but service after the sale. That's what stands out. That's what makes a great business, is knowing that they're going to be there for you long, long after that original sale is made. You know you can call Advantage Business Systems because they're in Mississippi just like you. A lot of times they can fix your problem the same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Our listeners did indeed come through, by the way, at Maroon & Co. It's a turtle box.
A turtle box?
Turtle box is the name of that speaker.
I've never heard of this.
That's, well, you heard one two Sundays ago. Because that's what we were. Turtle box. Yeah, they sell those at Maroon & Co. So it's not just, obviously the Mississippi State gear is great, but, you know, Father's Day coming up. Not that one. That's a box turtle.
I know.
Totally different thing.
I got the turtle box. I just saw that. That was funny.
That's a, yeah. See, there's box turtles, and then there's turtle boxes. Totally different. Anyway, Father's Day is coming up again. You know, Mom, look, if you live in Starkville, you can still make a trip to Maroon & Co. They'll get you taken care of. A little late on the shipping, but it's not too late for Dad. And Dad might love a new turtle box speaker.
They got some box turtles there.
I don't know if they have that or not. You know,
you never know.
So
it might be a deal.
Have you ever saved a turtle's life? I have. I was part of a turtle saving process one time.
Can't say I have.
Okay.
You're a better man than me.
You're here in the South now. You never know. One day you'll just be driving along, there's a turtle, and you got to pick it up and move it.
That happens in Indiana too.
You know the rule about turtles, right?
No.
Never take them. Always take them the side they were facing. Like if a turtle is facing this way and you pick it up, don't send him back. Take him forward.
Okay.
All right. Always forward.
Turtle rule.
That's a turtle rule.
Box turtle.
Yeah.
Turtle box.
Turtle box. They box have Maroon & Co. Thunder 15. Our promo code 15% off Maroon & Co. .com.
Get you a box turtle.
Get you, no, you can't get a box turtle. They're not a pet store.
Or you go on the road.
I don't know if Grog's Farm and Lawn and Garden has turtles. They have chicks sometimes. If you want to buy some baby chicks, they have those. If you're just trying to feed a turtle, I bet they've got turtle feed. Whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. Turtles are green. John Deere is green. So you can go get you a John Deere mower, and you can just pretend you're on the back of a giant turtle. It's incredible how all these things work.
Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in South Hill, though, they have what you want for less. I don't have a turtle reference. My guess is if you buy some land from Good Hope Land and Timber, chances are there's a turtle.
Or a turtle box.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, I don't think they get a free speaker with every every land purchase. But if you buy a land that has, like, water on it, probably a turtle.
Box turtle.
Could be. Could be, you know, all sorts of turtles. Could be a snapping turtle.
No, snapping.
Snapping turtle.
Snapping.
Snapping turtle. What did I say?
Snapping turtle.
That's debatable. Snapping turtle.
Decor. Decor.
Decor. Yeah, the decor. What's the decor of the house? They have snapping turtles everywhere.
Yeah, box turtles.
Well, if you're looking to buy land, turtles or not, they have it at Good Hope Land and Timber. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a quick phone call. If you're looking to buy, sell, or just maintain your land, call Good Hope Land and Timber, 601-442-9888, or visit them online at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, turtle-friendly, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right. This show is the shenanigans happening today. Jay in Baltimore, way too early predictions, yes or no, if the following players will be in an MSU uniform in 2027. Ryder Woodson. I think Woodson is your starting third baseman next year. I think he'll be better in the field next year at third. There's a lot of talent there. He just got to get better. Charlie Foster, that feels like a no. Just as we're sitting here, that feels like a no.
No.
Andrew Raymond, it just kind of depends. Like, can they get a better catcher in the portal?
Is Maluski out of eligibility?
He's a senior.
Ooh.
So they have a high school catcher committed, but he is likely a top. He's like the number 30 player in the country, so he'll probably get a second, first second rounder. James Nunnally. Unequivocally, I think we'll be back.
You think?
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, I do. I do think so. I think he's had a rough first year, but I think he'll get better. There's talent.
O'Connor believes in him.
Yeah,
too,
there's talent
for sure. You wouldn't put him out there in the ninth inning of games for defense for nothing. Yeah. If he can get his hitting going, he'll be fine.
Yeah. Dalton Lee going to New York City for the first time in my life, and I'll be alone for 2 days while my wife attends a training seminar. Any must-see attractions or must-avoids? Also, any recommendations of food, welcome. Brian, I hope you pick something Chinese for me. They got a whole town for you, Dalton.
Yeah.
They got a whole Chinatown. I will say this. Like, if you do go to those places, you can eat on the cheap, and it's really, really good. Like, you can, for like $20, you will be full.
Sweet.
And if you can go to Queens, and I'm not suggesting that you do because you're probably going to be staying in Manhattan, but if you want to get on the train and go to Queens, that is like the most diverse place on the earth. Like, literally every culture is represented in Queens, and you can find whatever you want to eat, whatever kind of food you want to eat. I would get a couple of New York slices for sure.
100%.
You almost dropped an F-bomb right there. I heard that. You did. You were like 100%.
Sure.
Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Okay. I would also go get like an old school, like red sauce Italian joint. Yeah, somewhere where, like,
definitely
there's a dicey guy sitting at the counter who may or may not be carrying a handgun.
The people in the Italian restaurant are a little sketchy. I mean,
yeah, I want a little sketch, not all the way sketch, but just a little sketch.
Sketch to you,
yeah. And then I would definitely go hit, like, I wouldn't go to Katz's because you're gonna stand in line for like an hour and pay $40 for a sandwich. But I would find one of those New York delis and get a pastrami sandwich or something like that.
Yeah.
So not necessarily like I don't have like specific recommendations. I've only been in New York once. But that's what I would do. I would try to eat as many things as I could. I wouldn't want to sit down for meals as much as I just want to, like, go in, grab a couple things, come out and eat those.
I feel like a lot of New York places, again, I've only been there once too, but I feel like a lot of New York places are like that, where it's, you know, you go to a window or you go inside, pick it up and leave.
And street food everywhere too. So yeah.
True.
But again, Dalton, whole town of China. So I don't know if there's a city walk, but. Brent Clark, first rumbling question since you joined the show, Carlo. Welcome. Are either of you fans of hockey? And if so, which team do you support? I like hockey, but I don't have a team. Do you have a team?
Yeah.
Blackhawks?
Yeah, Chicago Blackhawks.
Okay.
I mean, that hard not to be when they won so much of my childhood growing up. They won those three.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were a kid in their prime. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was wonderful. Well, I mean,
Patrick Kane and then those guys.
Yeah, they were bad for a couple of years, but now. We're hopefully on the uprise now. Okay. We'll see.
Well, they got that. Was it Bedard?
Yeah. Ryan Bedard.
Yeah. Brick Thomas says, Carlo, 40 wings is easy.
Lies.
Well, I mean, I wonder what would, what,
I think
I would like to see
you
Brick
could eat
Thomas eat 40 wings.
You could eat 40 wings easier than I could do 135 40 times. I'll tell you that. You'd win that competition.
Okay.
I don't think I could do 40 reps. I could maybe, I could, if I got to like 15 or 16, I'd be feeling pretty good about myself.
Okay.
So,
you can get that. You can get more than that.
What, I don't know. What's the best Family Guy reference or joke they've ever made? Wow. That's a deep catalog.
Yeah, they've done some really dark stuff, but it's been really
so
funny.
The one that always makes me laugh the hardest is there's a, it's the one where Loretta is cheating on Cleveland with Quagmire. And Quagmire and Cleveland's like, he's like shaking it off at first. He's like, oh wow, she doesn't love me anymore. And they like Lois is like, you gotta be, I can't really do Lois, but you gotta be excited. You gotta, and like she's just like getting ramped up and she's like, oh, Peter hit me. And she takes her pants down and Brian just spanks her, goes, yeah, and just spanks her right on.
Oh my God.
And it makes me laugh every single time. That one in the same episode, Cleveland's got like a baseball bat. He's gonna beat Quagmire to death with it. And like they pan over to everybody, like Meg is like, and Lois is like, and then Chris is like, and then it goes over to the Emperor from Star Wars, and he's like, good. And Lois is like, you're not helping. Those two make me laugh really, really hard. That being said, I say it insists upon itself a lot. When Peter says he doesn't like the Godfather, it insists upon itself. I'll use that one a good bit. Oh, there's another one. I do this with my wife sometimes, where Peter, Lois is like holding a bunch of iced tea, and Peter's like, "Hey, Lois, diarrhea," and she goes, "Peter, I'm holding tea." And it, I don't know why that's funny, but it
Your
is.
Peter impression is good.
My Peter impression is
Peter.
Peter. Yeah, my Lois, all I can really say is Peter. I can't, but it's not even. I can hear it. It's not right in my head. I can do Peter, and I can sometimes get Cleveland. Sometimes. I haven't seen prices this. I haven't seen the phones ring like this since Ridiculous Day
That
at the
is good,
deli,
Cleveland.
when prices were so low, they were ridiculous. I got a little bit of Cleveland. Is smashing something for biting your tongue a valid response? Yeah, if I bit my tongue, I'd hit something.
Yeah,
biting your tongue is a underrated pain. Nobody ever like feels like what's the worst like acceptable pain, right? Nobody ever mentions biting your tongue.
Or
it hurts
biting
oh, your
inside your
teeth.
mouth too.
Oh, so
oh
bad,
goodness,
so bad.
You know what's another one that sucks? Maybe not a pain, but it's just discomfort. Eyelash in your eye.
Oh, so bad.
Worse. Or like you cut your toenails.
Okay,
like little
let me
too
tell you
short,
something about growing up.
Ugh.
Let me tell you something about growing up here. You get, I don't know why, but the hair on your body that grows the fastest is your ear hair. I don't know what it is. Whenever I go get my hair cut, I'm telling like clean out my ears for me, right? Like it's just always there. I had an ear hair like get. I'm telling you, as you get older, it
I don't
happens.
think I have it here.
You're not old enough. You get in your 30s and 40s, it start popping out. My grandfather, I mean, it was like the like a Bushman of the Kalahari back there. It was unbelievable. So I had one like it was like in my ear and I could feel it. And it wasn't a pain. It was just like I could feel and I could not get it out. So I had my daughter get some tweezers and like go into my ear and she plucked it. And you ever talk about like instantaneous relief? Like immediately, I was like, "Oh,
did it hurt?"
No, it didn't hurt. I could just feel a hair in my ear, though, and I could not like get in there, and like my hands were too big. I couldn't pluck it out. It was so bad. So, there you go.
Scared about growing up now.
Growing up's not fun.
Already adult.
It's the worst thing ever. Hunter Boland has he wants to do a rope hat bet. I don't like this bet at all.
No,
it's not a good bet. This is not a good scenario.
No,
Hunter, come go back to the drawing board. Go back to the lab.
Stakes.
All right. All right. These next two questions are from my friend Corey Pilkington.
Wait, we got to read the Hunter one, though.
No, I just said I'm not going to read it. I don't like the bet.
Okay.
I appreciate the effort, Hunter.
Come back next week.
Come back next week with another bet.
We'll discuss.
Old school listeners of this program are familiar with the name Corey Pilkington. He is a terror and an awful human being. He has for years terrorized me with fat jokes and Arab jokes. And then he got Bob with you know, awkward jokes, and Joel with country, his country accent jokes. And I don't even know what he said to Robbie, but Joel Coleman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you make fun of him for?
He has a very thick country accent.
So does a lot of people down here.
Well, Corey decided that's what he wanted to pick on. It's your turn, Carlo. This is the rite of passage here.
Go ahead.
On Thunder and Lightning.
Bring it on.
The name Carlo Barone is cool enough to sound like a mafia boss or hitman, that you look like the larval form of Ned Flanders. Have you considered changing it to something like Lewis or Eugene?
You know, I won't lie. The first time, that's not the first time that people have said I sound like I'm in the mafia or the mob. Or anything, just because
Carlo Barone is very much a
Garcia is the middle name too. You got to put that all together.
Nice, so you got the Latin kings in there too.
Yeah, I got everyone.
Okay.
Have
you ever considered changing your name to Eugene?
No,
Eugene Barone.
No,
okay.
You. And what do you say? Looked like Ned Flanders as a kid or something?
Larval form.
What is that?
Like a larva?
Yeah.
Like a bug.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, it gets worse. This next one's much worse.
Go ahead,
Corey. From Corey Pilkington. Let's start with a state of constant. This is a really bad one. With Starville in a state of constant growth, there's always the need for more entertainment options. Would Carlo ever consider renting out his forehead for a drive-in movie theater?
Is it that big? I realize I just got my hair cut. I don't think it's that big. Dang. I don't think it's that big.
Corey, man, this is brutal. This is harsh even for you. Look at he's checking.
Well, okay. I just got my hair cut last week.
It's fine.
It's that big.
It's not that bad. No.
I don't even have the biggest forehead in my family.
That's just Corey.
What does this guy look like? And why is he tweeting me for these questions?
The next time tag Carlo. He was upset that you didn't tag him.
Oh, no. If you're going to talk that talk, you better walk the walk. And
yeah.
Tag me too.
He's Corey's fine. That's just a little rite of passage.
No.
We
no.
all go through it.
No,
it'll be fine.
That's fine.
Paul Barrett asks us, since I've grown up with my last name as a last name, when I meet people with Barrett as a first name, I hear it more as an Ole Miss name. But now I'm wondering what other people hear. Is Barrett more of a first or last name, and do I have a Mississippi State name? Barrett is definitely more of a last name.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a Mississippi State? Paul Barrett is a very Mississippi State name.
Yeah.
See, when I grew up in Vicksburg, Paul Barrett was the sheriff for like 30 years.
Okay, yeah.
So that name is just familiar to me. It's very Mississippi State.
I feel like Ole Miss names are like
two last
weird
names.
Frat dudes.
Two last names.
Yeah.
So if your name was like Barrett Tucker, that's an Ole Miss name.
Oh, that's a huge Ole Miss
yeah.
name.
You know, if your name Brandon is the closest one where like
it could go either way.
So there was one time with Brandon Walker where Mississippi State needed Ole Miss to win a game so that they could win the SEC championship. It was in baseball.
Oh.
And State needed Ole Miss to beat Texas A&M. And if they did that and State won, State would be the SEC champion. So Brandon created a persona, Walker Brandon.
Oh, for the one game is cheerful.
Yeah, and like he made himself look preppy. It was hilarious. Walker Brandon III, actually. And yeah, so that's it. That's an Ole Miss name. We obviously can't control the weather, but State does have a unique amount of access to meteorologists. Do you think any of our local weather folk have ever gotten a call from Mark Keenum or Zach Selman asking if they're 100% sure it isn't going to rain and they could maybe check again on a given Tuesday in May? I would guarantee that the athletic department has reached out to the meteorology department from time to time. For sure.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. A lot of MSU meteorologists out there, for sure.
I work with three or four of them.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Very nice people.
Anywhere. So back when Twitter, you know, when you had to be like an actual, not celebrity is not the right word, but like an actual, like having the blue check meant you were a real media source.
Give that to everybody.
Like, yeah, now you just pay for it, right? Like, and you could be a parody account. Like, are you really a cat turd? I don't know. So I would always get excited when I'd see a blue check had followed me. It's like, oh, I wonder who it is. It was always a meteorologist from Mississippi State. It was always
there's a lot of them. They do a good
job.
Well,
we have the number one broadcast meteorology school in the country sitting right over there.
Yeah, so, every one in three on TV meteorologists are state grads.
Yeah.
You know that?
Justin Strawn. Less questions about his bowels this week. Got regular questions.
Huh.
My son Jackson doesn't have Twitter because he thinks social media would be too big a distraction, but he asked me to send in this question. I got to be honest with you on Justin. Justin, you've done this a few times now. I think I don't think questions by proxy are going to work here. You tell your son that if he wants to talk to me, talk to me. Don't middleman me. All right? Jackson Strong.
Chinese telephone me.
Jackson Strong, get on Twitter. Anyway, what Metallic album do you think was more important to the metal genre, Master of Puppets or the Black Album? I say Black Album being the album that brought metal into the mainstream,
and also made Metallica a household name. I would absolutely agree with
you. I would as well.
The Black Album is a very important album in the history of music. Master Puppets is great, but it was still just for like metal people. Like you had dads listening to the Black Album.
I mean, you look at the first like four or five songs of that album. I mean,
the whole album
it's
is great.
Great. It's great. Yeah.
Another one from Justin. Only one from me. I've lost some weight recently. Congrats. And the health benefits are substantial. They are. The only drawback is finding new clothes. Since I work from home now, I wear gym shorts and graphic tees most days. It appears shorter shorts for men is all the rage because most of the shorts I can find these days hit around mid-thigh when standing. And I feel like people should be putting dollar bills in my waistband when I sit down. What's your preferred length of shorts? They should go to the knee. My shorts, I want them to go to the knee. I don't want them below the knee. I just want them at the knee. I will wear below the knee, but anything above the knee, we're not seeing any of Hey Dad's thigh. Are you a thigh short guy?
Yeah.
I literally
have some on.
Let me tell you something
right now.
Thigh shorts and rope hats, that's you. All right. Baseball caps and knee length shorts, that's me. Well, are you wearing ankle socks right now?
No.
Are you wearing any socks right now?
Tube socks.
Okay. So we have that in common. I can't get my leg up that high. Who am I kidding?
I believe you.
I own two kinds of socks. I own plain white tube socks, and then I have a drawer full of wacky socks for when I wear slacks.
Yep.
I have Star Wars, Batman.
Do you own a pair of boots?
No.
Really?
Nah, I don't have any boots. I own four pairs of shoes. All right. I'm wearing one of them. These are my everyday casual. Also, they work as my dress shoes here.
Sure.
So I'm wearing slacks. I'm wearing those. And then I own three pairs of Adidas tennis shoes. One that I just basically just wear just to walk in. And then I have one pair that's kind of like I'll wear with jeans or when I'm going somewhere. And then I have a pair of Mississippi State Adidas shoes.
I'm so mad I missed that last year.
Yeah, that was great.
So mad I didn't get those.
Well, maybe next year. Maybe this year. All right, Matt McCann, Mascot Challenge, Hockey Edition. Name these teams currently in the NHL playoffs. This is easy. This is an easy one. Anaheim.
Ducks.
Buffalo.
Sabres.
Carolina.
Hurricanes.
Colorado.
Avalanche.
Minnesota.
Wild, which is a great team name, by the way.
That's a great team name. Montreal.
Canadians.
Le Habs.
You're not going to give me a pro sport.
Yeah, that was way too easy. All right, not a question here, but from Arthur. Vanderbilt's predicted RPI by going 6-0 versus Missouri and South Carolina is 66. Nobody is getting an at-large bid with an RPI in the 60s. Art, I agree with you.
Predicted RPI, though.
You know, and it does got to take into account other things can happen. But I agree with him. It's going to be tough. But at the same time, no 16-win SEC team has ever been left out. So something's got to give one way or the other. I'm interested to see what it is. Richard Harbison, who would you like to see have a concert at Davis Wade? We've already mentioned them. Metallica. I would like a dad rock concert. I want some Metallica, maybe the Foo Fighters, maybe Pearl Jam. I would love that.
I'd go to any of those.
Yeah, that's what I would like. What about you? You want anything younger?
Dude, I mean, all those great. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already talked about this. Pink Floyd, but they don't play anymore.
They don't play anymore.
David Gilmour.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
I'd probably go Red Hot Chili Peppers.
If Gilmour played here, you'd still go, yeah.
1,000%. I'd be in the pit.
What's a conspiracy theory that you do believe? I have one. I mean, mine is very popular.
Go.
I don't believe that one guy shot JFK.
That's a very popular one.
Like, hey, there's no way you can look at that and go, like, one guy did that. It's not possible.
No.
Now, you're the man who previously sat in this seat was a moon landing denier. Are you in the same boat with him?
No.
Okay, thank God. What about Helen Keller? That's the big one for the young people these days. People who believe that this woman was not what she claimed to be.
Sketchy things around it, for sure.
I'm just asking.
I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory, but
okay,
there's a certain event that happened 25 years ago that definitely has some interesting things around it.
Okay.
I don't know what to believe with it. Just there's a lot of things that really
Have you seen, is it called, was it Loose Change?
No, what is that? The band?
No, it's a documentary. It's a conspiracy documentary on 9/11.
Oh. Actually have a friend in a band called Loose Change in Starkville. Shout out them.
But, I didn't know that.
Yeah. No. Don't come at me for this. The evidence is just interesting. And if you really look into it, What
Okay.
the people were told from the man himself
Okay.
is a little interesting.
Okay. All right. There you go. Moving on. Do you want me to read this question as Harry Carey?
I don't. Who?
From Damon Ladner. Do you want me to read this question as Harry Carey?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Marlo, if you were a hot dog and starving to death, would you eat yourself? I know I would. I'd ask for extra mustard and a cold Budweiser.
And I don't even know how to answer that.
Okay, great. Moving on. Also from David. Carlo, now that Brian Purple Shirt Haydad has outed himself as an LSU fan, what other secrets is he hiding? Is he a closet rebel, or was it a reverse jinx and he's going to show up in the Auburn series in blue? You know, my high school did wear purple. I mean, I'm allowed to wear purple.
What other secrets is he hiding?
Yeah, I don't know.
He might be a closet rebel.
No, how dare you?
Because there is a picture of you in an Ole Miss jersey.
There is, but there's also a bunch of pictures of Richard Cross in Mississippi State gear. So,
you're deflecting it.
I'm just saying, sometimes you lose a bet.
Okay.
You know what? It's not my fault. Blame Jeff Lebby. Win the game, and I don't have to deal with that. Blame Sam Purcell. Something like that. Anyway. Damon Ladner, over under 1 2/3 innings before the first ABS Challenge Duper. Way under. First batter.
Top of the first inning in the
first game. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I got to bring up a web page here to answer this question here. So I want to see, because I want to see what he's doing there. But this question comes to us from TJ Carter, who says, how much would Nolan Stevens have contributed to this team if he didn't transfer? I feel like he would have been as good as Aiden Teel has been, if not better at the plate.
I disagree.
So, well, I want to see what Stevens is doing this year at Oklahoma. He is at Oklahoma, right?
Yeah.
Is there a PDF? Yeah, that's what I need. Nolan Stevens is hitting .239 at Oklahoma with 5 home runs and 11 RBI. Yeah, we'll go with Teel.
100%.
Yeah.
Teel's pep.
I thought Stevens had a lot of talent, but it's just not working out for him.
Teel's also really good defensively.
All right. And we got a couple more questions here. From Mangum Cafe, why do people immediately ask for other tickets available when you list a certain game? Happens all the time. It's so annoying. You say, hey, I got 2 tickets to the game tonight. If you want them, let me know. And immediately I will get tweets like, do you have any tickets for this game?
I would have tweeted it out.
Well, even if I did, even if I do have them, and I usually do, I'll tweet it when we get to that game. I'm worried about this game. That's a very annoying one. I agree with that. What do you, what was this still a Lamonis non-con schedule? No.
So.
No.
Was it not?
Because the baseball schedules are done year to year.
No.
Like the only thing that was already was done was that tournament. The one in Arlington.
Arlington.
Yeah. Everything else is, yeah.
Okay.
What do you call all plastic zipper bags? What do you call them? So this is one of those things where, like, the brand name has become the product.
We're not talking all plastic zipper. Like,
you got a sandwich bag. What do you call that?
The plastic bag.
Okay. I would say a Ziploc bag.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's like Q-tips, right? They're not Q-tips or
no,
cotton swab.
Yeah.
Kleenex isn't Kleenex. It's tissue.
Okay.
But nobody says tissue. They say Kleenex.
Yeah.
So, like, if I said, go buy me a box of Kleenex, you could come back with a box of Kroger brand, but I would still say Kleenex.
Same thing, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I say Ziploc. Yeah. All right. RJ Sweatman. Long time for RJ. He hasn't been with us in a while. What is the over-under on the word right in a Coach O'Connor interview? It's always take
a
the
lot,
over.
A lot.
So, when Ben Hallen was here, we would do I was the odds maker. We would do over under on phenomenals. He would say phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it was a win, you could maybe get like I go 4.5, and a loss, you might get 2.5. But you would see me like in the press conference, and he would say, you know, so I mean, I just thought Reggie Perry tonight, I just thought he was phenomenal. And I would just be like, and I would just keep track. And as soon as he walked out, I'd be like, cash the over.
You need a pitch counter.
You did. It took you a while to change the initials of the podcast after Bob left. As soon as you did, Joel left the show. Then Robbie came on and the same thing happened. What's up? The initials on the – oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, if you look on Apple, it probably still says Robbie Falk is on the
– Probably.
Yeah, it takes – that's an Apple problem. All right, last one for you. This is a Southern most painful.
fire ants, horse flies, mosquitoes, and the sea nettle.
I don't even know what a sea nettle is.
That's one of those little things you step on to come out of trees. I have to get you a headset that, a jellyfish. I thought I was thinking of something else.
Sea nettle?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to be on the coast to worry about that.
I am thankful that I've only had one of these, actually two, I guess. Most painful, I would probably go sea nettle one.
Yeah.
Fire ants two.
Fire ants suck.
Horsefly three, mm-hmm. Mosquito four.
Yeah, mosquitoes don't really hurt. They just bother you later. No. Horsefly is a painful one.
Horsefly.
Have you ever, you got to be careful when you say this word that I'm about to say. You got to be careful.
I don't even know if I'm going to say it.
I'm going to say it because it happened to me when I was a kid. I ran into a chigger bed. You ever done that?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a little bug, man, and they will tear. I miss school. Oh. I ran my bike into it, and they just attacked me. And the next day, I was covered in bug bites.
Oh, man.
It was so bad.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's not a pleasant one.
When I was a kid, I got hospitalized because they got swarmed by a thing of mosquitoes when I was like a couple weeks old and went right back in.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it sucked.
There you go. That's all for today. That's all our questions. We did good. All right, tomorrow's show, baseball preview. Talk about this Mississippi State-Auburn series. Plus, we'll have a spring football preview for Texas from our Joe Cook of Inside Texas will join us. Got to try to work on A&M and Vandy, and then we'll be finished up with all our spring previews. Talk to you guys tomorrow for our, what's his name over there? Carlo Barone. I almost said it. That was the first time I've almost messed up. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder Lightning here on Super Talk.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.